New York is now the 23rd state to allow medical marijuana, now that Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a bill into law. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it will be some time before patients will have access to the drug.
And let's sign this bill, and let's make it real, and let's get help to the people who need it.
New York will now permit patients with diseases like cancer and AIDS to eventually have access to some forms of medical marijuana. Governor Cuomo, who in the past opposed the idea, came around after several new regulations and restriction guarantees were written into the legislation.
I feel confident it gets us the best that medical marijuana has to offer, in the most protected, controlled way possible.
Under the law, the smoking of marijuana will be prohibited. A vaporizer can be used as an alternative. And Cuomo's health department will have near total control of the program. The state health commissioner will determine which diseases are eligible for treatment and can completely shut down the program at any time. One of the illnesses included is a rare severe seizure disorder that affects children. Amanda Hauser has the disorder, known as Dravet syndrome, and has to be on a special restricted diet to help lessen the frequency of her seizures. She attended the bill signing ceremony.
I want to be a normal girl, and I want my seizures to stop. P.S. I want to be off this diet.
Amanda's mother, Marianne Hauser, says the family was prepared to move to a state like Colorado, where an oil extracted from marijuana plants is legal and shown to help ease the symptoms. Hauser says now she won't have to.
The diet we have to keep Amanda on has impacted her growth, and the frequent seizures disrupt her in everything she does, from learning in the classroom to swimming in the pool.
Patients like Amanda will still have to wait, though, for another year and a half before they are allowed to legally buy the drug in New York. The new law mandates an 18-month delay in starting up the program to give time for all of the regulations, including strict certification and record keeping, to be in place. All of the marijuana is to be homegrown in-state, and health officials say that will take time as well. Some advocates are concerned about the long lag time. Missy Miller, whose son Oliver also has Dravet syndrome, says a year and a half is simply too long to wait. Miller spoke in the final days of the legislative session.
We don't have the luxury of another year to wait. Oliver is losing skills and becoming sicker and sicker from the hundreds of seizures that he has. He cannot take another year of this.
Governor Cuomo says he has concerns that if the program is not rolled out slowly under intensive oversight, then the drug could fall into the wrong hands.
Society has spent a lot of money in stopping marijuana from being distributed. It's considered a gateway drug. We spend a lot of time and energy in keeping young people away from drugs. We're dealing with a heroin epidemic now that is highly problematic.
Advocates dispute that marijuana is a gateway drug. They say it's been shown to be far less addictive than many other drugs. Cuomo says the new law will not be a proxy for legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes in New York. He says he's still against that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.